Power Play. Here's your host, C. Williams.
Rocking the streets of Vegas, 3 o'clock, standing tall, feeling good here on a Monday. Glad you could join us, Seed Williams. Ari, he's on the dishes, dropping those ones and twos. Plenty to get to today. No Facebook Live again. Mike Hugh, he's at home with the family. He's got the little niece he's babysitting for. So shout out to Mike Hugh. He'll be back in here hopefully next week. Wow, all this good stuff to get to, from basketball to the NFL moves possibly. What's going to happen in baseball with Bryce Harper? Huh? Huh? Still unsigned? Huh? What you talking about, Willis? And, of course, we'll get into Up in Your Face, talk a little Oscars, and we'll light up some dope in this bad boy. How you doing, dog?
Hey, I'm good. Speaking of dope, I'm doing dope.
You're feeling dope, right?
Feeling dope. There you go.
Sounds, you know, Oscars. In and out. Kind of watched some of it last night. I will say this, Kevin Hart declining to do it because of what was going down with him and something he said on social media that kind of got him to back off and then back, no, we're going to get, no, well, you know what? Having no MC host wasn't that bad last night.
Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, truthfully, so, but.
Well, nobody watches the whole thing, but right? I was in and out the different places. Okay, when they would go to a break, they'd have the pre-recorded, or if it was somebody live, whatever they did, it sounded pre-recorded. They had it all set up perfectly to where they didn't miss a beat. You didn't miss them not having an MC host, so they may keep it that way.
I like that.
Yeah.
I heard good things about it on Twitter and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, Green Book, it was good to see them get busy. Mm-hmm. Spike Lee getting a win. My favorite moment was when Spike Lee ended up winning, and Samuel L. Jackson was up there before announcing it saying, hey, by the way, your Knicks finally broke that 18-game home losing streak. And then Spike Lee goes up and jumps in his lap like he's a dwarf, you know, yeah, being caught in the air.
I saw that one, too.
That was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And Lady Gaga, man, she's very talented.
So
she's awesome.
Quick fun fact, Lady Gaga and 3-6 Mafia both have won Oscars for Best Song.
How cool was
that,
though?
Interesting thing.
I'm very happy cool, for
though.
Her. She,
yeah,
she can
awesome.
Blow.
Yeah.
She's, you talk about somebody who turned their career around and, she was going in every direction, kind of scatterbrained entertainer a few years back. All of a sudden, now she's mainstream. She's got an Oscar in a movie. How many different artists do you know that can do it on both ends? I mean, you know, on the wax and also then jump over to the big screen and snatch some coin there. When you can do that, I mean, that tells us you are a myriad. You can do just about anything you want at any time and be successful at it. I'm going to start you off with something a little different here, but it's still called The Hit List. My mind. Gonna have to take you down to Florida.
Of course.
Where they had a sting operation working for about 100 peeps on Saturday. And Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, as you know by now, was one of those that got stung. In fact, this went down a couple of weeks before they won the Super Bowl. So apparently it was in the day. It's this mall in Florida in the daytime in Palm Beach County. So 25 people now are basically being charged. They haven't really said if Robert Kraft is one of those yet. But, as far as the latest news, put that up on sports just in case. Keep that music dropping. So it's a case where we'll find out if it is. Two counts of solicitation to a prostitute is, okay, he's been charged, I beg your pardon. So it could be a misdemeanor where you pay a fine and you really don't do any jail time. You could get up to 1 year, but it's a $5,000 fine. And look, for the people that are jumping him, Robert Kraft is 77 years of age. I'm going to share a little story with you about Robert Kraft. When I had the opportunity to interview him, it was either 4 or 5 years ago in San Diego when I used to go to all the Charger home games. So Robert Kraft, after the game, I'm leaving, walking through the tunnel. And Robert Kraft is walking in front of me. He somehow, I came out and he's already in front of me, and he's got this super hot, roughly 25, 26 year old blonde on his left arm. He's 77 years old. And I'm like, I walk up to him. I'm like, I didn't get in the way. I'm like, Mr. Kraft, how are you, sir? Good win today. They beat the Chargers. Yes. I said, can I talk to you while we're walking? I said, strictly football. Because he's got the girl on his arm. I want to qualify it. So he let me interview him for about 40, 50 seconds. I wish I had the clip right now. But, yeah, we talked. We talked about the win and blah, blah. And I said, by the way, you look good.
Of course
he kind of smiled at both of them, you know. He knew what I meant, but I wanted to get in. Hey, who's the hottie, man? Who's the squeeze on the left arm, dog? Who's the side piece? But I didn't. So, look, let me say this about Robert Kraft, all right? The dude is 77 years of age. He is likely going to get, let's say, fined and maybe suspended for a couple of games. Like Ursay, the owner of the Colts, did back when he had the pills and got popped when he was driving under the influence. But as far as everything else, Robert Kraft has now got some street cred, dogs. He's an urban legend. He's 77 years of age, and still in the daytime in Florida, he is paying to get a happy ending, my friends. Okay? So lay off of Robert Kraft. Damn, when I grow up, I want to be like Robert Kraft, okay, brothers and sisters? I'm just telling you like it is. Robert Kraft is, I don't know, man. I don't have anything bad to say about him. He got popped. He wasn't hurting anybody. And as far as it being a sex slave ring being done in that particular place, he probably didn't know anything about that. He's going there to get his happy ending.
Yeah, I think that's the only part, the sex slave thing. I mean, but yeah, I need some proof. I need some evidence. And yeah, I need to know that he even... all right, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but my belief is that if the... I don't know if I feel about legalizing prostitution, but I do think about...
Well, it is legal in Knight County.
Basically, if you let off of some of this stuff, I mean, the sex part, the sex slave part and the trafficking, I'm not saying that would totally solve the problem, but I think if you ease up on things, it's just kind of like marijuana. There's a lot less arrests now, a lot less trouble, so that might help that. If that wasn't the case, then there's nothing to talk about. He just happens to be a really wealthy, powerful guy that did the same thing a lot of people
would do. Well, I mean, he just got busted paying for it.
Basically.
You think it's his first time?
No.
More than likely not. See, remember, prostitution used to be legal in Clark County back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legal in Nye County. You ever been into a brothel?
That's Pahrump, right? No, I haven't.
You haven't?
We did go to Pahrump, not for that reason.
You're hanging in Pahrump, huh, dog?
You know what? It's a cool spot to
dog,
just get away.
Man. Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Honest to God.
Nice place to sleep at night, isn't it?
I had one with me, so I was not concerned about that. But it's an interesting place to just disappear from.
I have to admit, I've been in one or two. And here's how. We used to have remotes in Pahrump in the summer. You know the summer remotes where they have these big... galas at one of the brothels. I can't recall what they named it.
We need to do that again.
Yeah, we did it for two summers, and there would be like everybody's coming down there. Our listeners were there. There were already some big time clients there. The girls were, I mean, they put on their Sunday Easter outfits. Okay. And we were in there doing our remotes in the front, and you can see how they line up right beforehand. You know, people are throwing back drinks and bottles and getting ready for that little bunny run. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm not mad at that.
So I'm not mad at Robert Kraft. He's going to probably be disciplined by the NFL if, in fact, he is charged, and we'll see what happens with it. But it was a sting operation. He walked into it twice, and he's got two counts, and we'll see what happens with that. Now, as far as the Patriots go, they win another Super Bowl. Now they have six rings. Okay? Now, you think about all they've been through. You go back to Spygate. I'm not giving excuses. Where they were busted, where they had those cameras over the Jets camp and used that. You can't tell me it didn't help them. It helped them. Okay? They got in trouble for Spygate. But then somehow those tapes got lost. Yeah, right. Deflategate, where Tom Brady had to do four games to start the season. They came back and powered up that year. I believe they won the Super Bowl there. Then you had the suspension of Julian Edelman this year for four games. They come back and still win the Super Bowl. You could go back to 2011, and this is when that Super Bowl loss to the Giants, they lost 21-17 in Indianapolis. Now, that's when they had Randy Moss was on that team. Randy Moss, in his interview, he actually said, after every game, they were undefeated at 16-0. In their locker room, they played this song. After every game, they would play this song in their locker room. That's right. Another one bites the dust. And so imagine, after every, I don't know who started it, but, you know, and we didn't know about it till the end, before they lost in the Super Bowl, going into the postseason because they had the bye week. Another One Bites the Dust is a song they played after every victory. So they played it 17 times. And then the Giants, of course, beat them in Indianapolis in that Super Bowl, 21-17. And their two losses would be to the Giants, the most recent. The Giants beat them in, what was it, 11? And then 07 beat them there as well. But, yeah, another one biting the dust, baby. All right, let's keep this puppy rocking. You know, staying with football, Antonio Brown. Trade me. I want out. Well, as it turns out, I think he's gone. And as dynamic as this dude is, he's becoming a cancer in the locker room, honestly. The Steelers used to be Mr. Conservative, but when you start bringing in different personalities, you start having a mixture in the culture. And Antonio Brown, he's worn his welcome out. Maybe Big Ben is a problem. I don't know. Don't cover him. Not out there in the burg. However, they're going to trade him, and they're not going to trade him within the division, nor to the Patriots. So he's likely going somewhere, I believe, in the NFC. But Antonio Brown will still be killing it because he's all that. But you think about it, they lose Le'Veon Bell, who sits out a whole year because, you know, I'm not going to go franchise tag. So he'll end up somewhere next year. Antonio Brown will likely be traded. So their two best players, talent-wise, skill-set players, gone. And they didn't even make the playoffs this year. So we'll see how well that works out for them in the future. Also, the combine in the NFL gets underway this week, which will be pretty interesting. And the big kick is Kyler Murray. They'll be watching him to see if he's going to throw, first of all. I doubt if he does. How tall is he? Is he 5'9", 5'9 and a half, 5'10"? Is he now up to what? They say 206, 207 pounds from 195 or 190 pounds. So all that will be going down. Also, how will he interview? ESPN will televise the combine, the NFL, beginning Wednesday. Zion Williamson, Duke, out for the third game tonight. Wow. You know, watching him blow out that shoe. I mean, look, first of all, I didn't even see the shoe get blown out because we're watching Zion go, oh, even if you're not a fan of Duke, I hate Duke. But Zion Williamson is like, he's
it's phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, he's a swole up steroid version of Larry Johnson. When we had LJ here, Grandmama, that's who he is, but he's just bigger and stronger. That's he could scary. Do things on a different scale like Larry used to do it when he was here for the Rebels during the glory days and then on to the Knicks. And now I believe he's still a scout in the Knicks organization. But then you see that if you're paying attention, you see the foot hanging out the shoe and the shoe's halfway up the ankle. It's like, what? It's Nike, man. So Under Armour, are we calling Zion Williamson right now, huh? Are we on the phone trying to get this kid? Because you know he's out. He may not even play anymore. However, if he does, to me, the right thing to do is go for the ring, man. Go for the ring and the memory. Because, I could almost guess what is being pushed in his ear right now by his future agent, the one that he probably already is in contact with, but we don't know about. Hey, listen, son. Why go back and risk it? You know, just call it quits now. Hang it up. You know, you're going to be the number one selection overall, which he will. Or you go back out there and you take a chance and you know what could happen. Yeah, you can win the championship. You never think about injuries when you're a basketball player. Football player, I get. Basketball, look, football players in the offseason, what are they doing? They're chilling, probably family involved, doing some other social things.
Lifting.
Charities, lifting, yeah. Basketball players are balling year-round. all year round, balling. They're ballers. That's what they do. So you want this kid to sit and just wait? Okay, he could. It'd be safer. But I don't know. I think we'll see him play again. But that's a big-ass strike on Nike. AP top five. Gonzaga jumps back into number one. They've been down from that for a while. Virginia moves back up to number two. Duke slides into the third slot. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Reno, who lost to San Diego State. I think they got beat by nine just over a week ago. They fell all the way from sixth to 12th. And that's the only representation we do have in the conference. So Utah State's a pretty good team. San Diego State, of course, beat the Rebels in a pretty good ball game Saturday at the MAC, 60-59, your final in that one. Not good. The Rebels now falling, okay? Had a nice little thing going for a while. But when you start playing the better teams like San Diego State, Reno, who they get this week, Utah State, that's when you're going to find out what you're made of. And they compete. And they're still one of the top 20 teams in the country in rebounding. But every other category, they struggle in. But that three-point streak is still alive, Ari, and that kind of matters to us.
Hey.
Sticking
something
with
to clean up to.
I know. We'll see what happens elsewhere. Draymond Green. Well, eyebrows are raising because Dre is picked up a new agent. His name is Rich Paul. He happens to be the same guy that represents LeBron James and grew up with Bron. And Anthony Davis just picked him up. So if you're starting to see things like some people are, is there going to be some kind of summit meeting here with the Brow, LeBron, Dre Green? Who knows? We'll see what happens. We do know this. LeBron James is crying out for his teammates to become urgent now because, hey, look, we got 23 games left beginning tonight. They are at Memphis, where they're five-point road favorites, 222.5 your total. They lost to the Pelicans. See, you can't be losing the teams that you're better than, supposedly on paper. If you got LeBron James and you're playing the Pelicans, you're better than the Pelicans, okay? You look at things across the board, this shouldn't be happening to the Lakers, but it is. 128-115 blown out by the Pelicans, right? They've lost 3 of 4, 6 of 8. And it doesn't get any better. Now there's pressure. All right, let's go to the standings and give you an idea what the playoff picture looks like now. If you start in the West, if it ended today, the regular season, here's the way you would have your playoff scenario in the West. Number one, the Dubs would play against the Clippers and host there. Denver, number two in the West, would host the Spurs. OKC, Utah, which I think we had last year, and that's a pretty good matchup. And then Rip City, Portland's at 4, and they would host Houston. Houston's not even a host team right now. They're 34-25. Outside looking in, okay, number 18, Clippers at 33-28. Sacramento's at number 9 at 31-28. The Lakers are 29-30. And then Minnesota's 28-31. So they've got some ground to make up. They have to climb over two teams. The Spurs, by the way, they're 33-28. Utah 33-26. So they have to make up some ground here. The Lakers, to me, with their final 23 games, they have to win approximately, 17 of those games. No, maybe not 17. Maybe 15 of those games at least to get in the playoffs. I don't know if they can. And then you look on the other side of the ledger. In the East, the number one seed is Milwaukee. They're 45-14, right? And then Toronto's number two, the North. They're 44-17. Then you got Indy, Sixers. The C's aren't even a host team. They're at number five in the East. So they're just set up there. I don't know. What do you think? Lakers make the playoffs?
Is LeBron coming back?
Yeah, LeBron is there. I mean, he's playing. It's
he's
just going
to continue to.
He's going to keep playing. The question is this, though: do the guys care anymore? Because it was that big rumor that five guys were packaged up to go to New Orleans for the Brow.
That's a real dysfunctional team. I'm only asking about LeBron because he really It's what, the sixth? What's the? He's got the streak of not missing the.
Oh, you've been to 8 straight playoffs.
Yeah,
of finals.
So that's not going to happen, right?
No.
Let's be honest. But I mean, the playoffs themselves, making the playoffs, that's probably a big deal to him.
That's the key.
And I'm just going off of him being like just unstoppable, even though he hasn't been this season. So I guess we'll see. I'm thinking of how determined he is, and he probably knows exactly what you just said.
Yeah,
it's true that they got to win those games. So.
See, now, Bron is determined. The question is, how about the other guys?
Yeah, can he get
Kuzma's
them?
Playing well. Ingram's kind of up and down. Ball is still out. And Rondo, I think, is a very complimentary player at point guard. And then you got the two bigs that come in and out. And look, you're right. They're very dysfunctional. That's the perfect way to describe the Lakers. Then, of course, what's going to happen with Walton? Is he going to be the coach at the end of the year? Or is he going to make it through the year? Here's the key. Here's why you want to make the playoffs. For one, it helps attract free agents. Okay, if you don't make the playoffs and you have that roster, who really wants to come in and play with you if you can't even make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay, and is LeBron on the slide is what people are going to be thinking. Of course, everybody's on the slide. He's been playing how many years? 17 years now? Think about that. Yeah, he's been doing it for a while. So we'll find out. The key, though, is to make the playoffs, because if you make it, you're going to get beat by the Dubs in, six games max, if not swept, or going five. Maybe you win one at home. The Clippers were the big surprise to start things. I think right now, if you looked at all teams in the West, Denver is the one team that is the biggest surprise, and you don't really want to have to go to that elevation as the number seven team as the Spurs are right now. But the team I would not want to play in the West, I wouldn't want to play OKC. They still have a lot of the players there, and Paul George is playing. The thing I notice about Paul George more than just his game is his physique. The dude, he borrowed shoulders from somebody. I don't know where he got those blocks from, but he looks like he could run through somebody now, and he's shooting well, running the floor. He seems happy, content with where he is, and along with Westbrook, who's now sharing the basketball, even though his shot's not there. So we'll see what happens. And then finally, here in the hit list, Major League Baseball needs to fix the problem with free agency. This is a problem, Mr. Manfred. Commish, you, the Players Union, and the players need to get together and figure out what the hell is going on. And I say that and think back to when Barry Bonds couldn't get a job after he broke the record. The next year he's at the winter meetings. I believe it was Tampa that year, and he's begging for a job. He says, look, I'll play for minimum wage. This is Barry Bonds, the all-time home run hit king. And nobody took him. And I'm thinking to myself, that's collusion. Well, is it really? And I say that because of what's going on today. J.D. Martinez dealt with it last year with Boston. You know, you wait till the last minute to sign a guy. What in the heck is Manny Machado doing becoming a Padre? Manny Machado, the best infielder in the game, is a member of my baseball team now. The Padres don't have $30 million. Man, come
money.
On.
I also heard a rumor that they might offer him 4 years at $40 million each year.
Well, they signed him at 10 years for $30
million. But that they, yeah.
Right. So they got
him through March or something.
But here's the deal, though. The Padres don't spend this kind of money. The Padres' whole salary base is, what was it? 2 years ago, they had, it was under $30 million, I believe. And they're giving this guy $30 million for 10 years. Okay, but now you still have Bryce Harper, unless news have broken in the last hour that Harper has signed, because I know he met with the Giants last week. This weekend here in Vegas, the Dodgers met with him yesterday, and Saturday the Phillies met with him. They started playing preseason baseball this past weekend, okay? It started Friday. Friday, the A's in Seattle got rained out. Then they played Saturday this weekend. Baseball's underway, and Bryce Harper, one of the faces of the entire sport, doesn't have a team yet. This has to be fixed. There's something wrong here. Ricky, you got some explaining to do. I don't know what's going on with this. I always thought this, that Major League Baseball had the best union in the entire country. Okay, you go back to the day when they look, they had it well. They had it better than any other sport, America's pastime, for the longest. You talk about a kid, you say, man, if you have a boy, you tie his right arm behind his back so he could be a lefty, he could be a relief pitcher in baseball, and sit on the bench and make $20 million a year to come in and pitch one inning and get three guys out. Well, not anymore. Baseball doesn't have the salary cap. Football and basketball are locked in. But the real guys making the money now, dropping the cheese, are the ballers on the hardwood. NBA players are making more money than anybody now. And it's just the way it's structured. You know, look, it used to be able to see a utility infielder in baseball. A player, let's say he's going to be playing second base. You might put him at third, occasionally in right field. This guy could sign a two-year deal for $12 million. You don't see that anymore. In basketball, though, you got guys who are journeymen, and the longer you play, the better things are for what they have to sign you for because your stature goes up. These guys, a two-year deal for $22 million, yep. You know, a part-time guy. So, no, you want to be a baller now. The only difference is in basketball, it's a 15-man roster. In baseball, I believe it's going to be bumped from 25 up to 27. But so it's harder to get into the pros in the NBA, the association, and MLB, if you were able to play both. Football is entirely different. You get your money up front, and then at the back end, they blow you out and make you re-sign for half, okay, if you would like. So there you have it. Hit list down. We're going to step away when we get back. Of course, we got some other people to talk about. Your favorite singing artist, Ari.
Oh, yeah.
And also your favorite
James Brown
actor as well. He couldn't act so well against the law in Chicago. We got all that coming up, as well as Up in Your Face, Dope, here on Power Play.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you got to hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken, been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also the candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa, 749-7575. Te habla español.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-5, and ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
Professional football is back. It's week 4 of the Alliance of American Football. Don't miss the hard-hitting, fast-paced action as the San Antonio Commanders take on the Birmingham Iron this Saturday in the Alliance Game of the Week at 1 p.m. right here on Sports 920 The Game.
Hey, Vegas, this is Ryan Big Mac McKinnell from ESPN's Cofield & Company and host of the Mac Attack on 920 The Game. Look, I have a perfect driving record, except for those times other people hit my car. And when I had to get it fixed, I wanted to go somewhere good. VIP Collision has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Their 5-star ratings across the board, and their customer service is unmatched. Give VIP Collision a call at 660-0030. VIP Collision, it's 660-0030. And if you mention Big Mac, they'll knock off 10% from your bill. VIP Collision, they're your MVP for all your auto body needs. fees.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Up in your face. Powered by Symmetry Medical Spa.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear. It's gone.
And now I'm gonna have to kill this fucking clown.
What's that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
Up in your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Back on the streets of Vegas, 3:32 in the valley. Glad you could join us here on Power Play on this Monday. Getting up in your face, and we'll start you down in the dirty south. Oxford, Mississippi. That's Mississippi. Okay. Eight
right.
Ole Miss players knelt during the national anthem before Saturday's 72-71 win over Georgia in SEC play. Okay. Now, it was in response to a Confederate rally that was near the arena. It was actually right outside the arena. Minutes before the game, both teams form lines for the anthem. As the Star Spangled Banner began, six Rebel players started, along with their captain, Buffin Davis, Holmes, Rodriguez, Schuler, Miller Jr., Stevens, and there was two others that joined. And I was watching the replay of it, and some of the guys were timid, and I understand it. Okay, you're in the dirty South, and there's a Klansmen's outside your arena doing a Confederate rally. Now, here's a quote from, I believe it's from the coach. He says, the majority of it, we saw one of our teammates doing it, and we just start, this is a player, okay? And we just start, didn't want to be alone, so we joined in. That was from Tyree. Now, we're just tired of these hate groups coming to our school and portraying our campus like it's an actual university having these late groups in our school, and we don't. So in other words, these are some strong-willed young men, okay? And it's a mixed squad, and there were a few black players along with white players that didn't kneel. And you're concerned about the fallout, what's going to happen if I kneel? Well, you're kneeling for a cause that you believe in, and that's the same thing Kaepernick did, and we see what happened to Kaepernick. So kids are going to be hesitant. We saw a women's soccer team kneel when protesting behind Kaepernick, and on and on. But here's the deal, and this is the deep, dirty South. This is Oxford, Mississippi, and it is a very racist city. I know. I've been there. Okay, I was down there. I got my sister out of Mississippi back in 11. And I was in Oxford right there. I was near the campus when we're leaving. I'm like, I don't want to have to come back here. So these players were timid about getting down on a knee, because what's going to happen when you're seen on TV getting down on a knee and they know where you live and your family and things of this nature? If your dad or your auntie or daughter's working with one of these people, you know, you're thinking about all these things, and then you want to kneel, but you don't want to kneel because you're afraid. My suggestion is this. When you grow up, because we're talking about 16 to 23-year-old young men that don't have jobs because they're on scholarships, when you become a big boy and you have enough money, leave that part of the country. That's the best thing you can do, and that's just the truth. I have relatives down there with a church, and that's the only reason I went down there. I had a But other than that, I'm sorry. I don't like areas like that where you have all that hatred because of race. And now it's not just white people hating black people. It's black people hating white people. It's the culture of that part of the country. And the Confederacy, I don't know. The players, to me, they did the right thing. They fought back. They got up in the faces of the protesters outside.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
I had to look it up. The town is only, as of 2017, it's 23,700 people. So it's actually a good point you made about, like, you don't want to...
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than just kind of, you know...
It's creepy.
Yeah, that whole thing is creepy. They're just so far behind.
Think about if you wake up and on your front door a swastika something is on your door, you know?
Absolutely. It's awful. No, it's frightening. I will say, if any good can come out of any of these... I mean, it's just... It does kind of just show that this is still... That it's a real thing, you know? Like, that there are still people that have... the wrong thoughts, I'll just say.
What you got, Holmes?
This is a good follow-up to this. It's kind of the polar opposite, if anything. Where else would this be, though? Where are all our stories if they're not from the UK?
Oh,
they're from
Florida.
not a crazy Florida story in the sense that we're used to. But are you familiar with, more from your time, just being honest, a sportscaster named Warren Wolf?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was in Phoenix for a while. I heard the name.
He retired. Okay. So, you know, of course, he's in Florida. So he was caught on video removing the word plantation from a sign at a housing development in Naples, Florida, police said. The 81-year-old retired anchor, ironically, his catchphrase apparently was, "Let's go to the videotape." So he was found on videotape doing this. He turned himself in last week on the charge of, well, actually, this is a couple weeks ago, so let's say last month, on a charge of felony criminal mischief and was released on $5,000 bond. I can't believe that's a felony, honestly, but whatever. The manager of the Classic Plantation Estates, that's the place he had, told the Daily News that Wolf has a longstanding objection to the name of the development. Quote, he had his opinions about how it was a racist word, and he didn't feel that it should be in the name of the community, although plenty of communities throughout Florida use that name, have said.
That's kind of different. Bring us back. Thrill us back in, baby.
Yeah,
I like it.
You know, I had to look at, really read into the story, because I didn't know what I was, like, I really didn't know what was happening until I read all the way through it, because it could be. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and... It's usually kind of the opposite, let's be honest. But
getting up in your face.
Good for him.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
And one other note about what took place down in Oxford, Mississippi. The protesters outside with the Confederate rally was about the fact that they were removing the rebel statue, which was a Confederate statue. That was the whole protest. All right, let's move on and let's go northwest.
Please.
Not much going on up there generally when we're doing this segment, but it is now. Remember they had the teacher strike in Denver and they settled?
Vaguely.
This was a couple of weeks ago. Well, the teachers in Oakland now are on strike, okay? And while they were on strike, KPIX 5 crew was outside with their news van when a car pulled up. Two suspects jumped out of the car. This is during the strike. Right, they're walking around with the signs. We want more money. We want better books and things of that nature. So the crew is there, TV5. Two guys jump out of their sleigh, and they pull a gun on the crew, the TV crew, demanding their camera. I saw the interview. The guy says, "Give me my camera." This is a brother. He's like, "So I gave it to him." Okay, hey, take the camera. Now, why are you going to go on Craigslist and sell the camera that's got the serial number and everything on it? No, you're not going to be able to do much with that. They're going to try. So the crew surrendered the equipment and then began walking back to the van. The suspect, this is a quote, the suspect and the security guard exchanged fire. The guard was shot in the upper leg. This is real stuff, okay? This is gangbangers. Transported to the Highland Hospital and listed in stable condition, unquote. Now, police said the suspects fled the scene. Officers later pursued the suspect vehicle, detaining its driver after it crashed. Several other people also have been detained in connection with the robbery and shooting, and some of the stolen items have been recovered. Also, officers are investigating the incident involving a male who walked into the local hospital with gunshot wounds shortly after the robbery and shooting to determine if he was part of the connection in the robbery. So imagine that. You're having a peaceful demonstration. School right. teachers, we want pencils. We want papers. TV5, the crew's out there. Come on, man, shoot it. Hey, Roger, you got that shot? Yeah, I'm on it. Roger that. And then all of a sudden, hands up. You see two guys, they pull out their guns, give me your camera.
Yeah, that's.
And then the security guard's out there, and he's like, hey. And so they shoot him. He almost got stitched up. Man, that's Oaktown, man. That's Chocolate City. That's getting up in your face.
Up in your face. In your face. In your face.
Almost makes me want to go back to Florida if that's what's going on outside of there. Because at least they're not that.
That's fine. No cow,
man. That's crazy. Those are things that don't always, that don't add up, right? Like, I've seen strikes before. We had a couple when I was in school way back when. It's never, those two things aren't usually, the most that happens is like someone started yelling at someone and they had to break it up. Like, that's
Ari, give it a thought though. What are you thinking if you're a criminal? Okay, I know you want your fix, whether it's meth, heroin, cocaine, whatever the case may be. You want your fix. You got to have the money now so you could go get your product, strap it on the arm, and do whatever, okay?
You're desperate, but...
But how are you going to sell the equipment?
Yeah.
How are you going to sell their camera gear, and everybody knows what it looks like?
And you're on camera, dummy. Like, that... I mean, there are cameramen out there, right? So, like, where's the last place you would want to go commit a crime? In front of, literally...
Yeah, I can picture
it, envisioning, like, a handful of, people with cameras and stuff like that.
Give it a visual, though. You're watching this. You got the one security guy. You got all these teachers walking with their signs. Here's a camera crew. A car pulls up. Two guys jump out with guns. Give me your camera. And then they shoot.
Yeah.
I don't know,
I wasn't ready for that.
You got one more?
I got another
one. Or two more?
I got one more for you.
All right, let's drop
it. A little more. Probably should have saved this for dope, but that's okay. We got plenty for that. A Houston man, was out and about, and he decided he wanted to smoke some weed. I'm not really sure what the law is down there. I imagine at that...
You can't smoke weed. Yeah, this is Texas, brother.
Yeah, it's a little different. So he, but, still a little minor thing compared. So he found himself a nice abandoned house, to go smoke at. What he didn't realize was inside the abandoned house, he discovered a, quote, well-fed tiger living in the house. This was a couple weeks ago. According to local ABC affiliate in Houston, the unnamed man found the 350-pound tiger trapped in a cage in the vacant house in southeast Houston. There were packages of meat surrounding the tiger, though the reports note that the tiger's living conditions were still, quote, deplorable. Thankfully, the smoker called for help, though. So, amusingly, the first time they weren't sure if he was just, high and imagined all this. I guess he wasn't totally sure either, because how often do you just see a tiger kind of hanging out, right? Maybe a dog or something, right. Or a cat, but...
Tiger.
So, yeah, he called, he let them know. When they showed up, they found the tiger, and it's a female. They transported her to a facility for exotic pets. It's unclear where she'll go next, because according to Bureau of Animal Regulation and Care spokesperson Laura Cottingham, they said finding a forever home like they do with dogs and stuff is really hard with tigers, not only because they're tigers... but it's not easy, but it's also really expensive. She takes care of six, apparently, with her company, and it's costed her $1 million so far. So, I don't know what to say about that, but good Samaritans also smoke weed.
Up in your face, in your face, yeah. In your face.
Don't be mad.
We're going to step away when we get back. We've got some unfinished business to handle, or I should say business. You're on Power Play.
Symmetry Medical Spa. They'll straighten you up from head to toe. Call them at 702-749-7575. That's Symmetry Medical Spa.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to laugh, love, and live again. How, you ask? Symmetry Medical Spa is offering FemTouch. FemTouch is a medical, non-invasive urinary incontinence procedure that will control bladder leakage and tighten the vaginal wall. It only takes 2 to 3 treatments and only 5 minutes of your time in our office. Symmetry Medical Spa always offers free consultations, and for a limited time, you can receive $1,000 off. Easy financing. Lands are available. Call now, 702-749-7575. And ask about their free Botox special. Se habla español.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
For the best Southern fixin' and soul food in town, you gotta hit up TC's Rib Crib. 3655 South Durango, number 18. They have the best spare ribs in town. Fried chicken? Been there, done that. Check out their award-winning catfish, also the candied yams, their collard greens. Kids eat free on Monday. TC Rib Crib. Give them a call at 702-451-RIBS. 702-451-7427. TC Rib Crib, the best soul food in Vegas.
Professional football is back. It's week four of the Alliance of American Football. Don't miss the hard-hitting, fast-paced action as the San Antonio Commanders take on the Birmingham Iron this Saturday in the Alliance Game of the Week at 1 p.m. right here on Sports 920 The Game.
Symmetry Medical Spa wants you to have the big, luscious lips you have always dreamed about. In just 20 minutes, you can have the lips you always desired, and for a limited time, when you buy one filler, you get Botox for free. Yes, that's right. No gimmicks, no fine print. Buy one filler and get free Botox. Get the lips to match your beautiful body and watch the heads turn. Call now, 702-749-7575 to schedule your appointment or visit SymmetryMedicalSpa.com. Symmetry Medical Spa, 749-7575. Te habla español.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Vegas. This is Ryan Big Back McKinnell from ESPN's Cofield & Company and host of the Mac Attack on 920 The Game. Look, I have a perfect driving record, except for those times other people hit my car. And when I had to get it fixed, I wanted to go somewhere good. VIP Collision has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Their 5-star ratings across the board, and their customer service is unmatched. Give VIP Collision a call at 660-0030. VIP Collision at 660-0030. And if you mention Big Mac, they'll knock off 10% from your bill. VIP Collision. They're your MVP for all your auto body needs.
Man, I've been saving for a special occasion.
Looks like a quarter pounder, man. Let's the blow.
Man, be careful with that, man.
Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
It's time now for... Man, that show is dope.
353 in the valley. Or 43 in the valley. I beg your pardon.
48.
47 in the valley. 3-something in the valley. 348 in the valley. Hey, that I must one. Have lit up already. Lighters up. Pass it. All right, this story, and this guy's pretty disturbing. Your favorite R&B artist, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, dude's 52, and as you know, Saturday, he finally turned himself in. And this goes back to, what year are we talking? Way back in 1998. 1998 is when all this stuff came down with the first 14-year-old girl, I believe it was, and he got acquitted. So his attorneys are saying, and he got acquitted for the first one. He's all good. However, he was in the Cook County Jail over the weekend and had $1 million bond, and he didn't have the money to get himself out. Finally, just recently this afternoon, he bailed himself out. So you got to pay $100,000 of that $1 million. So during the hearing earlier today, Kelly's lawyer pleaded guilty on behalf of the 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse that faces him. Prosecutors allege he sexually abused four women, including three who were minors at the time. Kelly denied all the allegations. Look, here's the thing. He's a bad person. He's a child pedophile. He's a sex offender to be, and he's done it already. He will get convicted, and he will spend the remainder of his life, hopefully, in jail. That's just, I mean, he's a bad person. Mm. He's gotten away with this for years. What do you think about your favorite singer?
Well, first of all, this song is interesting. This one I pulled because you just said it. This is the one that acquitted charge. I was trying to figure out why he kept saying, I'm not guilty on this song. That's basically
that came afterwards, right? After he. Yeah.
That must have been in response to that. And I kept thinking, but you are guilty, though. So
listen, here's the thing. We find ourselves going into denial when we're bad people, okay? Or when we run into a situation that we really can't deal with or handle. So we try to find a way to get ourselves to believe in denial that we're not the wrong person, okay? If you are a winner, you understand that we all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect on this earth. So own it and do your best to correct it. It's a little late for a punk like him. Mm. Generally speaking, if you're a person that's a bully or a person that takes advantage of people smaller than you, like this guy does, R. Kelly, he's never going to jump in front of a guy his size, a dude, and get in his face, but he will take younger girls in and basically brainwash them and get his way with them. And that's what he's been doing. He deserves to go to prison for the rest of his life. You say innocent till proven guilty. Sometimes you know when a guy is guilty. This guy is guilty, and he's a bad person.
Yeah, he's gotten away with a lot. And these guys do, it's proven, it's a fact that they are, it's a repeat thing. You can't, it's a disease, honestly. And I'm not, definitely not giving him any, slack or anything, but he's obviously got mental problems. And I mean, the law is the law, fine. And I understand that there's certain things that people might
disagree. You really
think
he has mental problems? Because I don't.
And I'll tell you why. Because, it's just like when someone commits suicide that, you know, their life looks so great, or they're a rock star or something like that. I mean, he had endless amounts of money, huge amounts of success, any woman he could want, right? Like his lawyer said, I'm just kidding, I'm quoting it, but he said he's a rock star, he doesn't have to have non-consensual sex. I mean, that really should be true, right? Like he should be able to just, hey, it's me, come have sex with me, right? But he doesn't. I just think, he got away with the thing in 99. Then there's all this stuff. There's all these problems, and it's like he can't stay away. I don't know. Yeah, if you're thinking about it, I mean,
I don't think he has mental problems.
If you don't, then he's a sociopath. Because one or the other, and they sometimes, are mutually exclusive to one another. I don't know. I'm not giving him any slack. I'm just saying there's clearly something wrong with him.
Yeah. He's a pedophile. He's a guy who likes control, and he likes control of someone that he's bigger and stronger than, that he can get to before their mind has totally developed.
That's true.
They don't have a defense because they're still girls. They're teenagers.
That's true. Yeah, they're children. Yeah.
So yeah, he doesn't have a mental issue. He basically is a child pedophile. He's a child molester, and he deserves to spend the rest of his days in prison, where he could be somebody's bitch.
Hey, I'm not arguing with that.
All right. Let's move on to this biatch, okay? And that is our good friend in Empire, Jussie Smollett. Hey, Jussie. Here's the deal. Now, last Monday on the show, I called him out on the air, and I said, I believe that he staged this whole thing with the hate crime, the noose, the homophobic things that were said to him in Chicago. And as it turns out, the police are gaining more and more information and they're sending it out. So, all right, he had a $3,500 check that he gave to these two guys, the two African brothers, Nigerian brothers, rather. And he said it was for training. Okay, so he's trying to give an excuse for everything. He's still in denial that he didn't stage this. Okay, but there's so much evidence to the point Eddie Johnson is the superintendent in that city. And he basically went on with Robin Roberts, just like Jussie did, and came back and said, hey, we got all this information. We still haven't given you all of what we have as far as evidence against this guy. He staged it and he's going to end up doing some time for. Well, here's the thing. I think he can only get up to a year, I believe, something like that. Maybe three as a max. But in the end, his credibility is shot. He got his character got played out the last two episodes in Empire. And what's wrong with you, man? What, you need attention? You need more money? What do you need, dude? Yeah. Here's a good-looking dude with a lot of upside. He can act. He
very
can
talented,
sing.
Yeah.
He's got everything. He's got people loving him, okay? And he's gay. So if anything, you want to represent the community that you're representing in a positive way. You don't want to cry wolf, but he did. So
yeah, you got to do better. I don't know. I guess his intentions maybe were, but yeah, that's not the
way.
Wait
a minute. Whoa. Back up. What'd you say?
His intentions for doing this absurd stunt that left nothing good out of
right?
it at all.
You're not backing him at all.
Not
right?
at all. Okay, I would like to assume that it's hard to even say he meant well, because how stupid can
he
you
did
be,
mean well.
From what I perceive, from what I read and stuff, trust me, I'm not backing anything.
You better
him.
Not be.
Not at all. I'm saying that maybe in his delusional mind, we're talking about people in denial and
okay.
stuff. Maybe in his delusional mind, he was bringing attention. This is not the right way to do it. And this does exist. There are, I'm sure, definitely, there are gay men out there, black men, happen to be gay or happen to be black, however you want to put it, that have faced similar or, you know, worse circumstances. So, I mean, there's something to be said for the idea of it. And if I was a lawyer, I would defend, like, what would bring someone to this level to actually pull something like this, because it exists. That's all I'm saying. Now, the way to go about it that he went totally wrong is a disaster. He's got no credibility. And if anything, he set both his people back many, many years. It's nothing good comes out of this whatsoever.
The thing about both these guys, R. Kelly and Jussie Smollett, why do they have to be black?
Yeah, and this month, too. Sucks,
son of a bitches.
But, you know, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of
There's no good in these two people.
No, not these two people.
And I got one thing to say for Jussie Smollett. One thing to say.
Shut up, gay boy. Hoodaloo, motherfucker.
There.
There you go.
All right.
Done, right? You heard it first right here on Power Play. It's a wrap.
If they come for us, it's your fault you played it.
Hey, I like the show. I like Empire. I'm kind of
talking about the cut that just went up.
I don't know what you're. I didn't hear anything.
I don't know what you're talking about, homie.
I'm just the producer.
Yep. Hey, listen. See you guys next Monday. Appreciate you all. For Ari, I'm Seed Williams. Remember, folk, chins tucked low, guards up high. We'll see you on the radio. More of the show Power Play next Monday. Power up. Power out.